is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Yeah, baby. It's the last Cliffo and Bronte podcast for about a week. We will be back Monday, October 30.
God, you freaked me out. I thought, this is it. This is how I'm finding out.
This is how you find out. Did I tell you that news?
No, you didn't. I didn't read my email.
You'll find out Monday, October 30 when your key doesn't work. No, we're here for one final time for this week. And yeah, holiday break and stuff. Doing a good one, asking the question, when did a little thing trigger a big tantrum?
Yeah, in little babies, as much as I'd love to hear about people throwing tantrums, adults, talking toddler tantrums.
Also, another edition of On This Day, which is always fun. I, yesterday on the podcast, did a choose your own adventure for you.
Yeah.
And these are fun, and you turned it around and put it back on me.
And you performed amicably with the options that you were given, and you'll find out what it was about.
Performed amicably.
Yep, this is a performance review. Did you not read your email?
I'm anything, I'm amicable. Alpha Bucks Kids is coming up, as well as another Can You Beat Bronte on the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
It was around this time yesterday, Cliffo, that you presented me a choose your own adventure style story from something that had happened in your personal life. You gave me all the information and you said, okay, what do you think I did? And you gave me three options. I loved it. So much so that I decided that a story that I actually wanted to tell you on the show today, I could also do in a choose your own adventure style.
I said at the start of the show, I was a huge Goosebumps books fan, R.L. Stein, and my favorite was the choose your own adventure where it's like, you know, did they turn left or right? Go to this page. I was such a fan, I would read both.
Well, let me give it to you. You've got three options for this story.
Okay.
So, Dylan, my partner, and I went out for dinner the other night. We went to a delicious Italian restaurant. We ordered a pizza and a pasta to share, and it was lovely. Just one of the nicest date nights we've had in a while. Dylan, being Italian descent, the waiters were loving him. Like, they just were talking about places they've both been in Italy, and they were getting along like a house on fire.
Sounds like he was on a date with the waiter.
Yeah, honestly, I was like, do you want me to leave? You two can just keep chatting. So, having a lovely time. Him and I getting along, him getting along with our waiter. I went to the bathroom. I come back and it's time to pay the bill. So, Dylan has offered to pay for the dinner.
Yep.
He goes up. He's up there for a little while. I think, that's weird. What's going on? He comes back and he goes, the bill has been paid. So, Cliffo, your options are, who paid the bill? Did Bronte secretly pay the bill when she went to the bathroom because she was having such a lovely time?
Yes.
Did our lovely waiter friend pay the bill because he thought we were such a lovely couple that he wanted
I think he wants to sleep with your boyfriend. I don't think you had anything to do with it, darling.
Honestly, he paid the bill for Dill.
Okay.
Or did somebody else pay the bill?
So one of my options, it's you
me?
Secretly paid it.
Yeah, when I went to the bathroom.
Hit it off with the waiter and the waiter paid it.
Yeah, because he liked Dill so much.
Or it was just like a pay it forward rando. I don't think it was the waiter because I think good waiters have a great rapport with all of, you know, their customers. Like, they'd be very broke very quick if they did that.
True.
I don't know if you guys were the recipients of just to pay it forward. I think Bronte's had a lovely, lovely dinner with her Italian boyfriend and your new Italian waiter friend, and I think you've just done the sneaky pay.
I'm so glad you think so highly of me, because that's not what happened. So what happened was, he went up to pay the bill and another waiter had actually charged our bill to another table who had paid for our dinner. But what was the worst part was, our dinner was $85. Their dinner was $135. So we actually got their bill and they got our bill. So now,
so
Dylan,
did you have to? So did they just charge you the $85?
Yeah, they just charged. So they missed out on $50 or whatever the maths is.
I see.
Yeah, that was what happened.
The good news is Dylan's got a new boyfriend out of it. So all's well that ends well. Bronte, you don't have kids. You have Dylan.
Which he's a year younger, but mentally a lot more.
So, you know, you and me pretty much in the same boat there. We're taking care of, you know, younger, softer, more feeble-minded
Absolutely.
Ones. And when you have children, I'm sure you wouldn't have this problem with Dylan, but when you have children, all of a sudden that thing we refer to as personal space just kind of becomes non-existent.
This is one of the reasons I know I'm not ready to have kids, Cliffo, because you know how much I need Bronte time.
I sent you a text message, so yeah, it's not on our, yeah, so it's a photo, and it's very cute. Can you describe what I've sent you?
Yeah, we'll put it up on our Instagram and Facebook story, but it's your little boy, Charlie, dressed as a police officer, and it looks like you, sir, are in the process of getting a ticket.
I'm getting a ticket. So he got a little pad and he got a pencil. I don't know where he's seen that. Like, he hasn't witnessed in real life his mum or dad getting a ticket. Let's just make that clear. So he's seen it on a movie or something. So he's put his whole cop uniform on and he is in the process of writing me a ticket. Can you also deduce from the photo, like, where I would be? That's our bed in the background.
Yep. Are you in the toilet?
Yeah. I'm on the toilet getting a ticket. And I will, like, despite the personal space thing, I will say some of the stuff that's happened on that toilet, I probably deserve the ticket.
You gotta fight. Can you beat Bronte?
We'd ask you some questions.
All right. I sense some nerves in the air. Because it's up to $400 and we're playing for the last time today for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah? No.
Yeah, you do. Well, you just, I think you did an appropriate amount of upping the ante. I thought you were quite, it was good. It's $400. We need the best of the best.
Hooking you in, mate.
Yeah.
Hook Jack, you need to call through on 131060. Jack, who's the most famous person you've ever met?
I've met Miranda Kerr in an outback pub in Central Australia.
What is Miranda Kerr doing in an outback pub in Central Australia?
She was doing a calendar or some photo shoot or something, I believe, and she was in the local pub and no one recognised her apart from me and a couple of mates.
Nice. What was she like?
Really, really nice.
All right.
Was she drinking? Nice. Is she like still, like, cause she's...
Yeah, that's a good question.
She's a Wagga Wagga girl, isn't she?
She, like that. Yeah, somewhere out west.
One of those little Australian towns that has two names. I think she'd still have a beer, Miranda.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
A beer?
I knew it.
Wow.
She's a half-schooner kind of girl.
I took her for like a lime and soda kind of lady.
No, well, you're wrong.
Okay, bye.
Let's hope that's the only thing you're getting wrong for a while. We're going to put Bronte in the soundproof booth. And for you, Jack, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. 5 questions. You good to go?
Let's go.
Good luck, mate. Time starts now. Who played Elvis in the 2022 Elvis film?
Pass.
Which city is home to the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco.
Who was Australia's first female prime minister?
Julia Gillard.
Experts who study fossils are called what?
Paleontologists.
What is the McDonald's slogan?
I'm loving it.
Who played Elvis Presley in the 2022 Elvis film?
No idea.
Tip of your tongue? Nominated for an Oscar, he was.
He was.
Don't say anything else. We'll get Bronte out of soundproofing and we'll give her the same 5 questions in 30 seconds and we'll see if you're taking home the $400 or, well, we're on holidays next week, Bronte. Do we jackpot it to when we're back on Monday, October 30?
Absolutely. All That's right. The whole reason I really want to win today.
We'll get over.
Yeah, mate. And Gunnada. Miranda Kerr's from Gunnada.
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 Gunnada. What a great Australian name.
It came to me when I was in my soundproof.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah.
30 seconds on the clock. Bronte Langbrook, your time starts now. Who played Elvis Presley in the 2022 Elvis film?
Austin Butler.
Which city is home to the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco.
Who was Australia's first female prime minister?
Julia Gillard.
Experts who study fossils are called what?
Paleontology?
What is the McDonald's slogan?
I'm loving it.
I am loving it. Are you loving it?
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. Are we sponsored by Maccas?
Five questions. Oh, mate, we're commercial radio. We're always sponsored by Maccas. Producer back out there keeping score. What is your result for Can You Beat Bronte this Friday morning, mate?
Okay, guys, so we've done well. Elvis Presley was played by Austin Butler. Bronte got that one right. Jack couldn't quite put his, remember the name. Which city is home of the Golden Gate Bridge? San Francisco, you both got that one right. Julia Gillard, first female prime minister, you both got that one right. Experts who study fossils are called paleontologists. You both got that one right as well. And I'm loving it is the McDonald's slogan. Both got that right. So, Jack, you just lost by 1 point. Oh, clean sweep.
It was Austin Butler, mate.
Austin Butler. I'll never forget it now.
No.
Oh, bugger,
remember, he kept the voice for too long after he finished filming.
Couldn't lose that drawl.
Yeah. Couldn't lose
Southern
that
drawl.
Southern drawl.
Yeah.
I did it!
Yeah, she did it, Jack. Give us a call another time, won't you, brother?
Will do.
Let us know if you ever run into any celebs in a rando pub.
Mm. Well, I mean, he's meeting one right now. Am I right?
Stop talking to me about me like that. Out.
What?
I wouldn't have a supermodel. I mean, I've done some catalog work, but please. So we're off next week. We just got 1 week off. So back Monday, October 30, with $450 cash on the line.
I'm happy with that. I'm loving it.
Producer Beck is in the studio as well. Guys, one of the best things about becoming a parent and watching your kids grow up is knowing that one day, particularly for my daughter who's 9 years old, one day she's going to want to bring a boy home. And I hope that's many, many years away, but I am already thinking of ways that I can inflict torture, not only on her, but mainly on him or her, whatever she's into as she grows up.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, I think that is a right as a parent.
As a parent.
To put a little bit of hell on, you know, the people who are dating your children.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought this for a little while. And you've actually had a story that's happened in your life recently, Producer Beck.
Yes.
Where I think is it your dad mainly or your mum or whoever?
Oh, it's actually, I reckon it's mainly mum.
Oh, okay.
Mum's the one you got to really impress in the family. So obviously you guys know, I grew up on a property, you know, my parents. A
lot of birds.
Yeah,
a lot
of birds on the property. That like to chase me.
Angry turkeys.
Yes.
What do they sound like again, Beck?
Something like that.
Angry gobblers.
We don't need to do this anymore. but, yeah, no, my parents have worked really hard their entire life. We've always lended a hand where we can. And, you know, that means we appreciate people who are, you know, willing to get in and lend a hand and really appreciate the values of hard work. So whenever there's a new partner that's come onto the scene, it's funny, one of the first questions we always say mum and dad will ask is, can he change a tyre?
Okay.
And can he fix a fence?
Well, living on a property.
Yeah.
Fixing fences.
So my sister's got a new boyfriend. He's a bit of a city boy, actually. But, you know, the fence.
Or as your mum's calling him, fresh meat.
He's, yeah, so the fence is a real test of character because you're out there in the sun, you got to rip the whole thing down, bang all the pickets in, you know, barbed wire. It's no fun to work with because you get lots of scratches and stuff. So, you know, if he can come in and, you know, have a real crack at it, and even if he doesn't know how to fix a fence, as long as he's having a real go at it, you know, it's a bit of a tick. And I got to say, he's done pretty well. So he's come in, not complained, he's lending a hand where he's taking initiative. You know, this is all stuff that you're working on the fence, but you're watching how the boyfriend's going. Yeah.
Well, this guy's passing.
He's really good.
He was on The Voice, the big red chairs have spun around.
He's done pretty well. You know, I've had a boyfriend in the past. He jumped straight in with the fencing, and I think it's a great test of character.
Has anyone ever offered not to do the fence, or they've done it and the vibes were not there?
Not so much for me. Maybe some other members in the family.
We won't
talk about that.
we don't want to take your family apart.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
I love the idea of any family member, be it mum, dad, siblings, whatever, just putting a new partner through hell because they are simply by virtue of the fact that they are a new partner. So 13 10 60, is there anyone listening to this who relates? How did your family give a new partner a hard time?
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. I would say, you know, being thrown, particularly if you're a city slicker.
Into the fence.
Being thrown into the paddock to be doing the fencing and to be sat there and judged by Beck's parents. Gig. That's the tough gig.
It's tough.
But he got through it. Now he's part of the fold. And I'm sure there's tests, there's initiations that other families have done.
Oh, you God. Don't
he's got to make it through a family barbecue.
You don't want to see what happens after the dark, don't you? 13, 10, 60. How did your family give a new partner a hard time? What was your family initiation? Andy is here right now. Andy, what's your story? What happens?
My husband likes to tell my daughter's boyfriends that he will do to them what they do to her. It's a nice icebreaker.
Wow.
We've got teenagers,
yeah.
So do you know what I mean?
I'm just filing that line away for
perfect
10 years time.
Get it tattooed.
Wow, that's I'm just hold up the back of my hands. I will do to you what you do to my daughter.
That's amazing.
Andy, love it. Erin is here. Erin, how did your family give a new partner a hard time?
Okay, so with my new partner, he had to go through all these steps. He had to pretty much take me on trips, making sure that my parents would make sure that he'd support me.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was quite embarrassing. It was like being teenagers again because my family had to meet his family. And,
oh, wow. So how old were you when all this went down?
30.
Look, you've got to make sure they're good for the picking, I suppose.
You're like a job interview, Erin.
Pretty much.
13, 10, 60, Hope. How did your family give a new partner a hard time?
Good morning.
Hi.
My father had an interesting way of testing any of the boyfriends. They had to be able to bait a hook with a rotten prawn.
Oh.
So the nice, soft, gooey, smelly ones.
Uh-huh.
And be able to gut a fish.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to date you back then.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Hope. I mean, I've only known you for 30 seconds, Hope, but I hope you are worth it.
Someone who is truly slaying is a Queenslander by the name of Maisie Clark. She's only 23 years old, Cliffo. And the reason we're talking about Maisie is that we have asked on this show a number of times, has anyone ever won something from Macca's
Monopoly? I don't know why that question intrigues both of us so much.
I know.
But I think we've done that phoner at least twice, and both times, Queensland, you have not failed to disappoint.
Yeah, they show us that, yes, people do win them. And she is now one of these winners. So she was on her way to university. She decided to stop in for a coffee at her local Macca's. She admitted she doesn't usually kind of go for Macca's coffee. She was running late, so she just went through the drive-thru, got a coffee.
We've all been there.
We love a McCafe.
That's right.
We'll take what we can get. And she said, as most Australians, she saw the Monopoly game was on. She peeled off her sticker on her takeaway coffee, but didn't look at it. Luckily, she didn't throw it away. She almost did. She said she almost threw it away a couple of times, but it ended up on her bedside table for days. And then, this is why I like this girl, at 2 o'clock in the morning, after a couple of wines, she looked at her bedside table and said, I'm just going to check this ticket. It was a couple of weeks after she'd obviously gotten it. Went in the My Macca's app, scanned her ticket, and she had won free McDonald's for a year. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, free Mickey D's.
For a year.
She's only 23 as well. That's just...
I don't know if you're going to like this, though, because I think, okay, free McDonald's for a year, unlimited McDonald's, like some kind of McDonald's black card, right?
Yeah.
No. She has gotten a card. It has $1,100 on it. I've done the maths. $1,100 is $3 a day.
Oh,
or if you want to save it up, $21 a week she can spend on McDonald's.
Free. I've done the maths. That's free coffee for two. Well, free Macca's for what? 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, right?
3 weeks maybe?
Clifford and Bronte's kids are for bucks. Take a chance and win some cool stuff.
Clitho and Bronte's Kids Alpha Bucks. We're gonna play it with you right now.
Excited, but a little bit sad this morning. It is our last foray into Alpha Bucks Kids. It's been fun.
It's been so fun. We had a record-breaking amount of entries for this competition, yeah, and that is all thanks to you guys.
Our last player is 10 years old. He loves magic and chess, and his name is Caden. Good morning, Caden. Welcome to the radio, mate.
Hey, thank you.
Hello. I hear you like magic and chess, but also you love Alpha Bucks. Are you excited to play?
Very.
Ooh.
Okay, Robux, Roblox, that's your kind of thing as well, Caden?
A little bit.
Yeah, you'll take
it. Yeah, I'll take it.
How much do you want to win today, mate? $10 for every correct answer.
We're going at least six.
Okay, six. He's going for the...
Respectable.
That's very good. He sounds smart, Caden. Yeah, I feel like...
Okay. Yeah, well, you don't belong on, you don't belong on this show, that's for sure, Caden. Let's play, my friend. One letter, 10 topics, 30 seconds to win. Always take your first answer, Caden. No repeat words. They all have to be originals. And this game, they all have to start with S for Sam, all right? S for Sam.
Okay. All
right.
And your time will start at the end of the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
You got it. Starting with S, name a school subject.
Science.
A cartoon character.
SpongeBob.
Something you can eat.
Sandwich.
A day of the week.
Sunday.
A shape.
Sorry, what?
A shape.
Sphere.
A sport.
Softball.
A number.
Six.
Any city in the world.
San Francisco.
A part of the body.
Wow, great game. Out of time, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Everyone's coming your way!
Caden!
Well done, Caden.
Thank you.
My goodness, what 10-year-old knows San Francisco and spheres? That is just so impressive.
You did very well, Caden. Well done.
Was it everything that you thought it would be after listening to Alpha Bucks for so long?
Definitely not.
Oh, more pressure.
More pressure? How did it feel?
Scary. I was shaking as I was
Okay. You did so good, mate.
You did so well, my friends. Hold on there. We'll get some details. We will send 80 Robux your way. And thank you to each and every child who has been part of it. Finally, it's been nice to have people on our level competing, Bronte.
Yeah, intelligence.
That's right.
Humor.
All of that. Maturity level. All of it. Alpha Bucks Kids, that's done for now. We're off next week, but regular Alpha Bucks. It's back Monday, October 30. So get ready to win your $1,000 cash Monday, October 30, only on HIT.
I was catching up with my sister who is back in Queensland after moving over to London earlier in the year. And the reason she is back in Australia is over the weekend she had a wedding for one of her closest friends. It's a long way to travel for a wedding, but she's here very happy about it. And her wedding was one of those ones that children were allowed to attend.
Oh, okay.
Small little bebbies. Because her friends are all in that early 30s stage. They've all mainly got children, but they all are around that toddler age that I think it's just easier if they're all together all the time. So kids were allowed at this wedding. It did mean, however, that as children do, there was a few tantrums that were thrown.
I've seen this before.
Yeah. Luckily, not during the ceremony, Chloe said, but during the reception when the bride and groom were off getting photos and the kids were kind of just running around this reception area. They were on a farm. They could kind of do what they wanted. And Chloe noticed that there was quite a few times that there was little things that triggered quite a big tantrum. It wasn't anything, you know, it wasn't loud noises or it wasn't, you know, something falling. It was these little things that she didn't expect to upset a child, really upset a child. And the example that she gave me was there was this little boy and he put his hand in water and the water was too cold for his little hand. and he...
Well, I'd get upset at that. That's awful. It's like jumping in the pool when it's too cold, Bronte.
You know, but you know, if you're going into water, obviously it's going to be cold. But kids obviously don't have that recognition. Mm. So, yeah, he put his little hand in this, like, puddle of water. It was too cold. Screaming tantrum for, like, an hour, Chloe said. And I want to know more about what little things triggered a tantrum in your kids.
Mate, if they're in a mood, the smallest thing can ignite the biggest tanty.
Yeah.
One classic that I remember, and surprisingly it's not from my four-year-old son, our devil child. It's from our good girl, Matilda, who's nine now. And she's so funny. She's here today. Should I get her in for the story?
Yeah, I want to hear what this is about.
Come in here, Matilda. So everyone, Matilda, my nine-year-old daughter, she's had to come to work with Dad today because Mum's away for work. Mm. She is such a good girl. She's nine
she's
years old
best.
Now. But when she was two, she became a teenager. She went through this horrible phase. Oh, she's coming in. Come over here to Dad.
Hi, Tilda.
So be a good girl because you're on the radio now.
Yeah, go girl.
She's hard to pick up now. Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Do you remember when you were 2 years old, your mum and I, we were taking you through a checkout at Woolworths, and what's always been your favourite lollipop?
Chews or Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups.
Chupa
what's
Chups.
Your favourite flavour of Chupa Chups? Like, what colour ones do you like?
Pink.
So
of course she does.
Generally strawberry, right?
Yeah.
And when she was 2 years old, I remember we opened it up because she was already in a mood. So we opened it up because you were carrying on and we gave it to you. And you know how Chupa Chups, Bronte, they're sort of, they're kind of like white and whatever the flavour
yes.
is. And they're kind of like a marble kind of colour.
Yes, yes.
Well, little Miss here wasn't happy because there was too much white and not enough pink. On the Chupa Chup, and it was one of those full-on tantrums where, Matilda, you were laying down on the ground, like, kicking and screaming because there wasn't enough pink on your Chupa Chup. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, I don't. Matilda's perfect. She would never do something like that.
Do you believe me that it happened?
No.
It did. Get out of here. It did. Love you.
Oh,
true story. Freaking out, not enough pink on the Chupa Chup.
I get it. Look, if you're looking for a pink Chupa Chup, you want a pink Chupa Chup. I want to know little things like that. The water was too cold for your baby's hand. The Chupa Chup wasn't pink enough. What little things just set them off?
13, 10, 60, those little things that set off World War III style tantrums. Samson's here, mate. What happened?
It was a big tanny. We were up at Magnetic Island one time and there's like a wildlife billabong sanctuary, and there was a koala photo op sort of thing you can do, and she wanted to hold a koala, and we weren't, you know, like we weren't allowed to and everything, and she just rolled on the ground like she was on fire, and it was just, she went absolutely ballistic, and it was like nearly halfway through the tour, and like we had to pick her up and leave, and she was just screaming. She wanted to pat this, she wanted to hold a koala, but you couldn't. You had to get photos, and there was like about other 30 different.
Wildlife, mate. If you're not allowed to hold it, you're not allowed to hold it.
What
we
the
get
kid?
It.
And, the kid or the cat or the koala?
And yeah, we had to leave, and there was, you know, like they're all tourists, and they were just giggling and stuff. But we had to leave. She went absolutely crazy, and the only way I think we got her to go back down was I think we got her an ice cup or something. It was like 40 degrees and humid.
Bribery, yeah.
Works
that'll do it.
You know, was there a part there, Samson, where you thought maybe we should just leave the kid behind instead of take the koala home with us? Mel's here on 13 10 60. Mel, what little thing triggered a tantrum?
My grandson. So my son makes bagels for a living, and he has a choice of flavours. So his parents have open access, and he declared that he didn't know what he wanted, so he actually chose an everything bagel, has, you know, the crowd pleaser one.
Yeah.
And he had it served for brekkie with all the trimmings on it, with bacon and everything like that, and then had a hissy fit because he wanted the plain bagel.
Well, he changed his mind.
I get
it. He changed his mind. Sure, Dad's got all that effort, but when you change your mind, you change your mind. Les is here. Les, what little thing triggered a tantrum?
Well, my granddaughter, she's 2 years old. Mm. When she wants something, she'll ask for it, and you say no, she will throw herself to the floor and chuck the biggest tantrum.
Oh, she related to a Bronte Lang group?
I was going to say, is your granddaughter Bronte?
Cliff on Bronte's On This Day.
Yeah, you painted a picture so well of what this game entails. Producer Beck looks back in history, presents us with some big events that happened, and we guess what year they happened.
Mostly
and they
wrong. All,
mostly wrong. Thank you for the reminder.
I mean, usually we get what date? Usually we know it's the 20th of October. Well, at least today it is. It's just the year that's hard.
No, it's the 20th of October that's every week when we play. That's why the events are getting a bit long in tooth. So it is the 20th of October, it a is. Busy day in history, producer
yeah,
Beck.
Yeah, there's a little bit going on.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Let's get into the first one. So on this day, Jay-Z released the hit song Empire State of Mind.
Oh. With his wife.
Yeah.
No.
No, no, that's Beyonce.
Oh, no.
Alicia Keys.
Crazy in Love.
Crazy in Love was the two of them. I'm getting confused.
You are.
Okay. Oh, when did that come out, Langers?
I know.
It'd be 10 years old at least.
New York.
I'm going to say 2010.
Right. I said.
All right, Bronte.
2008.
Ooh, this one was 2009.
Oh, right in the middle.
Because it correlated with the bloody Sex in the City, the movie, the first movie, and I thought it was 2008.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay. You've only, that's the sucky thing. If you've only got to be a couple of months out, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both close though. Good guesses.
Very yep. good guesses. So on this day, the Sydney Opera House was opened by the late Queen Elizabeth II.
I congratulate the people of Sydney, and indeed of Australia. I have much pleasure in declaring the Sydney Opera House open.
Very windy
That's not
day.
Fair. Cliffo was there.
I know the... Yeah, well, you might laugh now at my expense. I know the exact date this was.
Oh,
because
he's gotcha.
I saw Karl Stefanovic talking about it on the Today Show this morning.
Oh, Bronte.
No!
So you can say it first.
Oh, okay. 1953?
It was 1973.
He is
what?
Right.
Yeah, boy!
Wow!
So it's the... If you haven't done the maths there, the Opera House officially turns 50 years old today.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday,
Opera
old girl.
House.
Yeah.
Go.
And
Damn
if you're
it.
Ever bored, Google, like, other... potential designs for the Sydney Opera House. There was some wacky stuff out there.
It was a Danish person that designed it, wasn't
Jean
it?
Jean Utzon, yeah.
Mm, that explains it. That's my family.
Crazy Danes.
Yeah. All right, so on this day in history, the famous rapper Snoop Dogg was born.
What's my name?
The trick here is to try and work out how old the person is.
Yes, exactly.
And how old would Snoop Dogg be?
I think he's around my mum's age. Younger.
Is he really?
Is he?
Could Snoop be your dad? Your daddy.
Look, the paternity Dogg. Test is pending.
I'm going to say he's 55, so that'll be 1968, I'm going to say.
Oh, I said 1969.
I can confirm the year was 1971.
Ring-a-ding-ding!
Oh. Younger than you thought.
Yeah, that's my daddy.
So who wins it? I mean, I guess I'll win it because I got one exactly.
Congratulations.
Karl Stefanovic won it, to be honest. The Hit Breakfast Show.